Lesson 59, Mosiah chapter 12, verse 18 through chapter 14, verse 12. Introduction. When King Noah and his priests questioned Abinadi, the prophet rebuked them for not teaching or keeping the commandments. King Noah ordered his priests to kill Abinadi, but God protected Abinadi and gave him power to continue his message. Quoting Isaiah, Abinadi testified of Jesus Christ and his atonement. Suggestions for teaching. Mosiah chapter 12 verse 18 through chapter 13 verse 26. Abinadi rebukes King Noah and his priests for refusing to observe and teach the commandments. To begin this lesson, write the following statements on the board. I know what it means to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. I live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ask students to silently consider how well the statements describe them, using a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 representing that the statement describes them very well. Why do you think it is important to be able to sincerely make both of these statements? Explain that as students discuss the words of Abinadi, they will learn more about the importance of knowing and living the gospel. Remind them that in the previous lesson, they discussed the account of King Noah and his priests casting Abinadi into prison because of his prophecies against them. Summarize Mosiah chapter 12, verses 18 through 24 by explaining that Abinadi was later brought before King Noah and his priests. The priests questioned him, trying to confuse him into saying something they could use against him. Then one of them asked him to explain a scripture passage. Invite students to read Mosiah chapter 12, verses 25 through 30 silently, looking for Abinadi's reasons for rebuking Noah and his priests. After students report what they have found, ask, Abinadi said that Noah and his priests had perverted the ways of the Lord. In other words, they had corrupted sacred things and turned away from the right way to live. In what ways were Noah and the priests guilty of perverting the ways of the Lord? To help students answer this question, you may want to point out that the priests claimed that salvation came by the law of Moses. However, they did not keep the Ten Commandments, which were part of that law, and they did not teach the people to keep the commandments. Point to the statements on the board. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think each statement describes Noah and his priests? Invite a student to read Mosiah chapter 12, verses 31 through 33 aloud. Ask the class to identify the principle Abinadi taught Noah and his priests. He taught that if we keep the commandments of God, we will be saved. Share the following examples given by Elder F. Melvin Hammond of the 70. Encourage students to listen for the importance of both knowing and keeping the commandments. Quote, many years ago, a returned missionary stood boldly in a sacrament meeting and proclaimed aloud that he knew from his study of the Scriptures that the gospel was true, and that he would give his life for the Lord and his church. 2 weeks later, he stood before the bishop of his student ward, humiliated and frightened, as he confessed that in a moment of weakness, he had lost his virtue. Somehow his proclaimed devotion to the Savior had been forgotten in the whirl of his passion. Although a student of the Word of God, he had not linked his study with the practical application of everyday, down-to-earth, Christ-like living. A beautiful girl worked her way through all the requirements to achieve the young womanhood recognition. Her personal goals were thoughtfully written and carefully placed in her book of remembrance. Adamantly, she wrote that she would date only worthy young men and find that special one that would take her to the temple. When she was 18, her goals were forgotten. She eloped with a boy who was not a member of the church. Many tears were shed by those who loved her most, her parents, teachers, and friends. She had fallen into the awful void between the requirements of the law and the reality of true discipleship. End quote. Why is knowing the commandments not enough to qualify us for salvation? Display the picture Abinadi before King Noah. Ask students to describe what is happening in the picture. The king has ordered that Abinadi be killed. The Lord is protecting Abinadi. To help students understand this account, consider having 3 students stand and perform a dramatic reading. One student will act as a narrator, a second student will read the words of King Noah, the third student will read the words of Abinadi. First, ask the narrator and the student playing Noah to read their parts in Mosiah 13, verses 1 through 2. Then have the student playing Abinadi reply with Mosiah 13, verses 3 through 4. The narrator will then read Mosiah chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. Then the student playing Abinadi will finish with Mosiah 13, verses 7 through 11. Note: Dramatic readings. Dramatic readings of scriptures can help students visualize the people and events in the scriptures. Encourage students to make the experience interesting and enjoyable without detracting from the sacredness of scriptural events. Direct students' attention to Mosiah chapter 13, verse 11. What do you think it means to have the commandments written in our hearts? Help students understand that to have the commandments written in our hearts, we must know and live the gospel. Point out that before Noah sought to have Abinadi killed, Abinadi had begun to recite a scripture passage that was probably familiar to the king and his priests, and that was evidence of their wickedness. Have the class read Mosiah chapter 12, verses 34 through 36 silently to see if the scripture Abinadi read to Noah and his priests seems familiar. Help them see that Abinadi had begun to recite the Ten Commandments. Draw two large blank stone tablets on the board. Invite a student to write one of the Ten Commandments in one of these tablets. Have the student pass the chalk to another student to write another of the Ten Commandments. Repeat this process until the students have listed all they can remember. Invite them to check their answers in Mosiah chapter 12, verses 34 through 36, and chapter 13, verses 12 through 24. You may want to encourage them to mark the Ten Commandments in these verses and in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. A scripture mastery passage. Share the following statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Quote, "The Ten Commandments were written by the finger of Jehovah on tablets of stone for the salvation and safety, for the security and happiness of the children of Israel, and for all of the generations which were to come after them." End quote. Encourage students to review the Ten Commandments and silently consider their personal efforts to keep them. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 27 through chapter 14, verse 12. Abinadi teaches about salvation through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Write the following on the board. You may want to write it before class begins. Ask students to think about what could go in the blank. Quote, "After all our obedience and good works, we cannot be saved from death or the effects of our individual sins without blank." End quote. Read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes. Quote, "After all our obedience and good works, we cannot be saved from death or the effects of our individual sins without the grace extended by the atonement of Jesus Christ." The Book of Mormon makes this clear. It teaches that salvation doth not come by the law alone. In other words, salvation does not come simply by keeping the commandments. Even those who try to obey and serve God with all their heart, might, mind, and strength are unprofitable servants. Man cannot earn his own salvation. End quote. Complete the statement on the board by writing, "The grace extended by the atonement of Jesus Christ." Then ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Mosiah chapter 13, verses 28 and 32 through 35. Ask the class to look for words and phrases that relate to Elder Oak's statement. Invite several students to share what they have discovered. Possible answers include the atonement, the redemption of God, the coming of the Messiah, and the promise that God Himself would come down among the children of men. Explain that Abinadi's statement about the law in Mosiah chapter 13, verse 28 and verse 32 are references to the law of Moses, which included a strict set of commandments involving sacrifices, feasts, and other performances. The law was given to help the Israelites remember God and look forward to the atonement of Jesus Christ. Over time, many Israelites failed to understand the role of Jesus Christ as their Savior, thinking they could be saved simply through obedience to the law of Moses. Abinadi testified that no one can be saved except through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Why is it important for us to understand this truth? Explain that as Abinadi spoke to Noah and the priests, he quoted some of Isaiah's prophecies about Jesus Christ. Invite students to read Mosiah chapter 14, verses 3 through 12 silently. Ask them to look for words or phrases that describe what the Savior has done to bring about their salvation. After students have studied these verses for a few minutes, ask them to share what they have found. You might consider writing their answers on the board. To help students think about the grief and sorrow that the Savior carried for them, and to help them think about His suffering for their sins, read the following statements to them. Invite them to complete these statements in their minds. Jesus Christ has carried my sorrows, such as blank. Jesus Christ was wounded and bruised for my transgressions, such as blank. Ask students what the following statement means to them. Quote, with His stripes we are healed, end quote. You may need to explain that the word stripes refers specifically to the wounds left on the Savior's body when He was scourged or whipped. Generally, the word refers to all His suffering. After students have shared their feelings about this statement, testify that through the Savior's suffering and our own efforts to keep the commandments, we can receive peace and forgiveness in this life and salvation in the life to come. Invite students to show their love and appreciation for the Savior by keeping the commandments.